Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen it before. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Just ask, say the word and I'll be there. Just ask, you know the greatest things in life all come in a pair. They say hindsight's 20/20, but that ain't far enough. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Are you ready to ask your best friend for her eggs? So are we. Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, can I just have your eggs so that I can sell them on the black market so I can have like thousands of dollars, please?
I mean, 50 grand? Like, not getting meat. I mean, listen, probably no one wants my shrivelly old eggs, but yeah. Like, also 50 grand?
Yeah.
And that's 90s bucks.
That is true. I mean, honestly, you are correct. We have both aged out of the eggs.
Yeah, my eggs are poached. Sorry.
And there's like other like health like I don't think that you can donate.
Oh my god, they'd probably be like, this girl has panic attacks like once a month. No, thank you.
I think there's a BMI thing. Like, I think that there's
still not eligible.
Like,
yep.
I think that we are not allowed. But if you can and you are willing, then go forth and make your thousands. I fully support everybody to do this. And honestly, Felicity is probably an excellent candidate to donate her eggs.
Most assuredly, yes. Of course, we're talking Felicity, season 3, episode 8, A Good Egg.
A Good Egg.
So much to talk about this episode, but as a quick little reminder, we are on YouTube now. If you want to go follow us and give us a little subscribe. Sarah, we're up to like 50-something subscribers. I'm so excited.
That's more than zero. That's
exactly. Great. Thank you, everyone who has subscribed and are watching and listening along. You get to see my free Pizza Fridays little guy in the background here.
Not Fridays. So there's no free pizza today.
No, but, you know, this is just a little nod to Richard, or should I say
tricky. This is my last podcast as a single woman.
Yeah, it's funny because we're pre-recording this, but it's by the time this releases, you'll be married. So it's like, oh, do I do the thing where I like call you by your different name? But I was like, no, I should reserve that for when it's like realsies, you know?
Yes. Do you have any burning questions about my wedding day?
This is fun.
Nuptials.
Yes, I do. So I generally know your plans, but what I'm most interested in is what are you all doing in terms of like food and dessert? Because that's like one of my favorite things about weddings. So,
yeah. So we are, the plan is currently after our ceremony, we're going to a winery and we're doing a wine tasting. And then we're going to have some charcuterie. I know you love charcuterie.
I love meats and cheeses,
which ironically is not my favorite thing, but
everyone else in the world loves a cheese board.
Well, yeah. The funny thing is that I love everything else on the charcuterie board besides the meats and besides the cheeses. Like, give me a date spread and I'm like the happiest little girl.
Well, that's why you're the best person to bring to someplace that has a charcuterie board, because you'll eat the things that I'm like, I don't really love that as much, yeah. But give me the meats and cheeses and crackers.
I like the nuts. I like the...
Do you like the pickled items, like olives, pickles, that sort of thing?
I hate olives. I hate olives. And I like the fruit. Like, I like I usually stick to the others. And if there's like a spicy mild cheese, then I'll eat like the spicy mild cheese, or like give me a basic bitch cheddar. So we're doing that. We're doing a wine tasting. We love wine, Adam and I. So we're both like Cabernet red wine drinkers. And then after that, later on that night, we are going to an Italian restaurant because we both love pasta. So it's going to be kind of just like at a restaurant, and we'll have like some pre-ordered appetizers, and people can just choose what they want for their course.
You know what the apps are?
The apps are this like ricotta sausage dip.
Ooh.
It's very good. And it has like crostini, like cracker, like the little breads, toasty breads, and calamari. And some like arancini rice balls.
Oh my gosh. Okay. You read my mind, because I was going to say to you that one of my favorite things from our local Italian place are these arancini rice ball things, like the risotto balls.
Yes.
To die for. Like, if you have an Italian restaurant near you, go try them. They are a revelation. You dunk them in a little bit of sauce. Oh my God. It's going to be fantastic. And I want to see photos of all the food, because like, it sounds incredible.
And then they have like really amazing, like fresh baked bread. Yes. And then all the entrees come with like a super salad type of thing.
Of course. Yeah.
And then, like I said, everybody can choose like what they want for their entree, whether it be like pasta or like chicken or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, bold of you to like, if somebody orders like the $50 filet, but if you want to, that's fine. Like, I'm going to be like with my $21 pasta dish, but if you want to order the $50 market steak, pop off, sis, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then for dessert, we're coming back to our place and we're going to my favorite cake is the Whole Foods berry chantilly cake.
I do remember this.
So we are getting a quarter sheet cake of that. And then I think we're having donuts as well, because Adam loves
a donut. Yeah.
A sour cream, like old fashioned donut. So we're going to have donuts too.
I love that for you. When we were planning our wedding, we had considered doing something like a donut wall or something, because we have a lot of local places to us, especially in upstate New York. You know, apple cider donuts are a big thing, especially in the fall, which is when we got married. And there's a place locally that does like specialty cider donuts. And we were considering that. Obviously didn't end up happening, being that our wedding got like downsized to 10 people. We were like, we're not going to get a ton of donuts for that many people, but that all sounds incredible. I'm so jealous and I can't wait to see all the photos, because that food sounds just like, oh my God, delectable.
Yeah. I'm very excited. And then, hopefully people will be able to come in the summer when we do our celebration of marriage. You better take off those days, Jessica.
I thought it was in the fall. You said it was Labor Day.
Labor Day is like technically in the summer.
I think that's technically like the first day of fall or the last day of summer or something.
No.
Like that. It's like, that's the transition day.
It's the, fall solstice is in like mid September.
Okay.
But it's the last day of like culturally summer.
Yeah. Okay, well, all of that sounds exciting. So if it is, if you're listening to this on the day it comes out, you better have wished Sarah and Adam a happy wedding day, because you're 2 days late and they're not going to be very pleased about this.
No.
Okay. Are we ready to talk about this episode? This truly unhinged episode. Yet another unhinged episode of Felicity.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing this season of Felicity, but the people told us that was going to be a weird one. And I guess like we're in for like kind of a zany time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so much to cover. So where do you want to start?
Let's get Tracy and Elena out of the way, I think. Because their part is like on the smaller side. Where we left off last episode with Tracy finding out about Elena's infidelity. And now she bumps into him. He confronts her about it. I liked the Sarah. I like the like rip off the Band-Aid. I don't want to have to wait 20 conversations deep for him to confront her. And I gotta be honest, I appreciated the way Tracy handled this. He was just like, you slept with Finn. This is a big no-no. I'm out, skis. Oh, and also don't call me baby.
Oh, I loved that. He's like, who are you calling baby? I'm not your baby. I was like, yes. You are not her baby. You're
get
right.
Her.
Tell her. Don't call me baby. I was like, damn. Okay. Yeah. I thought it was interesting as well, because ideally I feel like Tracy should have like confronted her or talked to her. Well, maybe not, because like maybe he needed like a couple of days to like cool off, but also he was like ghosting her and she was like, hello, like where have you been?
Yeah.
Are we gonna study for our test? And he basically was like, no, you can study for the test. I'm gonna study for the test. We are not gonna study for the test together. Later on, they do study for the test together, and Elena's like, oh, we need to study circuits. No fucking clue what circuits are, but we need to study them.
Maybe it's like brain circuits. I don't
know. Did you study your circuits?
I distinctly remember in a very long, like very, very young, like I don't know, middle school, elementary school, whatever. You do the thing with like a potato and you like hook up the wires and then it lights up the little light bulb.
Oh.
And you're like learning circuits because you have to connect all the like pieces for it to light up. I remember learning those circuits.
I don't know any circuits, but okay. Elena knew them. And
Elena knew circuits and they were on the test. And she asks for Tracy's forgiveness. She writes him this like whole letter apologizing, which again, I don't think is the worst thing to do. Like, mm-hmm. I think if you're going to take an approach of wanting forgiveness and wanting to stay with a partner that you've wronged, I think a letter is a great approach because they don't have the pressure of like you doing this whole speech in front of them. They can sit, they can read the letter, they can absorb it and take the time with it. But also, I don't blame Tracy for being like, no, I can't forgive you, actually.
I totally agree. Like, I think that it stinks for Elena, but that's what happens when you, when you do something, there are consequences. So this is her consequence. Like she messed up and now she has to live with that. And I do think that writing a note was probably the right move. He's able to absorb it in time. We also see him reading it at the end. So maybe with more time, he can come to forgiveness. But at this time, it's a no. And I think that that is the right move because like we've talked about multiple times with other couples, the reason why couples who break up and get back together don't work out is because they're not figuring out their shit. There's not enough time in between for them to figure out why they broke up and like what's like the inward work. So I think that putting a Band-Aid on it and just being like, yes, we were back together is just like not the move. Elena yeah. needs to figure out why she did that. And if it's something
yeah.
just as simple as she wanted sex, that's fine. But then Tracy's not your guy and that stinks, but it's yeah. just the case.
Yeah. And I hope, I really hope that this doesn't mean the end of like Tracy on our TV screen and me Tracy too. On Felicity. I really like him. I feel like he fits really well with this group too. Not just Elena. Like I feel like he blends in so well with the remainder of the friend group. I would yeah. hate to see this be the end of him on our show, but I understand if like that's what ends up happening. Yeah. I am hoping that like maybe they do eventually work things out, just because I really like Tracy and I do think they work well as a couple, but they have to, I agree with you, like take some time, reflect on why Elena did what she did and give time for Tracy to be like, to actually forgive her. I think it's like totally unrealistic to think that you could forgive someone overnight for like such a transgression of like sleeping with someone else, you know? Yeah.
But then it's like, okay, so then like, let's say in a year or whatever, hypothetically, I don't think this is what we're going to see, but hypothetically, they get back together in like a year. The issue still lies. Like, they're probably not ready to get married. Like, you know, it's still going to be an issue where he doesn't want to forsake his faith and she, you know, is a sexual being and wants to have sex. So then like, unless it's like really like, okay, like, as soon as we graduate school, we're going to get married, which like, you know, that happens all the time. Please see Baylor University. So I don't know. I just feel like it's like all for naught. Like they're going to have the same issues unless they're like just going to get married out of nowhere.
Yeah, it would take a big mental shift from one of the two of them, right? So either Tracy decides he doesn't want to wait until he's married anymore, or Elena decides I'm okay with waiting. And I don't know which is more likely, if either are likely at all. And I love Donald Faison. That's what annoys me the most, Sarah, is like, I absolutely adore him. And I think he plays Tracy so well. And him and Elena make such a good pair that it's like really irritating that both she fucked it up and that they are like, they're disconnected when it comes to like this, the sex topic.
Well, I have something great to tell you. I have seen Tracy's future. And he becomes a successful surgeon. He gets a best friend in JD.
Yeah.
And they're best friends to this day. And they get T-Mobile commercial. And on top of that, he gets to marry Carla. Yeah. So like, and he has at least one or two kids.
I was just going to say, they have kids, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely have one. They maybe have two. So his future is so bright.
He does have a bright future.
So,
yeah.
So bright.
Yeah, yeah. So at least he has that going for him. But yeah, we'll see what ends up happening with them. I mean, I think we end the episode like it looks like he's reading the letter again. So like to me, that means like maybe he's thinking about possibly being able to forgive her at some point.
The door's open.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Okay, where do we want to go next? We have the Javier Felicity stuff.
Yeah.
The Ben Al-Anon stuff.
Yeah.
And the Nolan Jane plus Richard stuff.
I guess like let's talk about Ben and Molly.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Like, okay. Very, very, very happy that Ben is going to this. Like, it's very good that he's getting support. I think that's great. Molly is a lying whore. And that bitch, as soon as she said that, what's his name, James, whatever, was her fucking boyfriend, I was like, you lying skank. How dare you? How dare you? She said that was her brother. What a fucking whore.
Yeah. Yeah. This is interesting because to remind people in case they've forgotten, Molly had said that, oh, no, I know all about this because my brother is an addict. So, like, either her brother is also an addict and she just happens to know two addicts, which is impossible.
No, because she called them the same name.
So, yeah. So, she says, and she also is at Al-Anon, and she confides that my boyfriend is using and he's kind of, like, bringing me with him. And she specifically says, and I thought this was so interesting, she said, I'm addicted to an addict.
Well, that was interesting because in my mind, I was like, Ben is addicted to Felicity's crazy. I was like, links, links, links. But yeah, she's addicted to an addict. I kind of think that she's the fucking addict and maybe she brings her boyfriend down with her. I don't trust her. I don't trust this bitch and I want her off my TV screen. Goodbye, Molly. Take your British ass out of here. You're probably not even British. You're probably from Kentucky. You're probably a fucking liar, sociopath. I hate her. I hate her. I don't trust her.
Yeah. The repeated lies definitely make it hard to trust that anything she's saying is true, but I found it really interesting. And again, like, I don't know enough about this topic, but like, I find it interesting that Molly is attending Al-Anon instead of going to like NA, like Narcotics Anonymous or something like that. If she herself is using, right? Like she, and okay, unless I'm stupid, but from what I understand, right, this support group is supposed to be for people who are like related or have a relationship with someone else who is abusing substances, be it alcohol, be it drugs, right? So if she's the one using, why is she not going to like NA, AA? Also, she mentions she got a chip at this, which aren't chips only for like the addicts themselves?
Well, I don't know that. I don't know about that.
Maybe not. Like, it was just interesting to me that all of that is happening. She's lying to Ben about the drugs that we keep talking about and is definitely going to, someone's taking them at some point. She lies to Ben and says they were her boyfriends. Although I do think Sarah kind of bad on Ben to approach her outside of Al-Anon and be like, hey, those drugs, right? Like,
yeah,
that's supposed to be a safe space. I don't think you're supposed to be talking about it outside of that space, you know?
Mm-mm. No, you're not. Jessica, Molly's not the problem. She uses sometimes, once in a while, but she's not an addict. Her boyfriend / brother is an addict. Ugh. Duh. That's why brother. That's why she can go to Al-Anon, because she's above it all. Now, if there is a group for lying, manipulating, skanky whores, then she can go to that all day long. But no. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that honestly, that's probably it. Like, she doesn't think that she is an addict. I don't think that she envisions herself as an addict. I just think that she is like, oh, I get like brought into this because he's a bad influence on me. So,
yeah, that could be true. It's just the whole thing is really strange, because I also felt like at the end of the episode, when she's when we're back at Al-Anon and she's confessing that she lied, and she's like making direct eye contact with Ben, basically like apologizing for lying to him about the drugs. I'm like, is there something here where she's like, because she's going to get close to Ben because Ben's the only one who knows her secret? Like, is there something there? I've long said that I think Ben is going to be the one to use the drugs. Like, are they going to end up using drugs together? Like, I don't know. I do feel like there's going to be some sort of secrecy and like secrets kept between Molly and Ben. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, Ben is doing the right thing by not divulging this information to Felicity. You know what I mean? Like, you're supposed to keep things private. If he tells Felicity, she's not going to help it, be able to help herself. Her behavior around Molly will change.
Yes.
And so I think he's doing the right thing there, but I just wonder if it's going to go like a step too far. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I honestly think it will. I think that they're going to do drugs together. I think that they're going to get too close in one way or another. I don't trust it. And I just think that this is a recipe for a disaster. This is why you don't get your roommates off of like the
Craigslist or something.
Like, where did they find this girl?
I really don't remember. Like, maybe it was like a Craigslist sort of thing, or maybe it was like a college message board sort of like bulletin board thing. I don't know. But yeah, I don't trust Molly. I don't think we're meant to trust Molly.
No.
It seems like she's kind of just here to fuck shit up, which sucks, because going back to the Ben of it all, I was so proud of him, because like, he went to the meeting. He didn't say anything the first time. The second meeting, he did. And maybe he didn't divulge a lot, but I feel like it's a big step for him to be like, my dad is an alcoholic and I don't, you know, I hate him. And I think that was like a massive step. And he does seem to be getting something out of attending Al-Anon. And so if all of that gets kind of ruined because of what Molly has going on, I'm going to be really upset, because I think this is like a really great step forward for Ben.
Yeah, I agree with you. I definitely think that. But this is what happens. This is what happens all the time. People like get themselves into bad situations and there's like bad influences. I'm sure that that's how Molly got into the situation that she's in. I'm sure that she was a very respectable girl from Louisiana and she just met the wrong person. And next thing she knows, she's like a lying whore. Like, I'm sure that that's just what happened. And like, hopefully her family in Baton Rouge don't miss her too much.
Oh my God, this is a backstory for her. Can you imagine if all of a sudden she came out with a, what the hell was that girl's name on Boy Meets World? Puddin'. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely. Desiree.
Desiree. Thank you. Desiree. I was like, racking my brain for what her name was.
Yeah. I am sure that,
Desiree.
And she was a respectable girl at one point in time. Not right now. But like, this is how like people get involved. Just like in that documentary.
Oh my good God.
There was this really nice girl. She was really nice. She had like black hair. Dark as night.
Dark as the night. Yeah.
And she was clean. And she was a good person. She helped her dad with being a landlord. And one day they welcomed this ruffian into their home.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, she's dead.
Anyway.
That's what I was told in this documentary that I watched. Very, 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 very unknown, though.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking down.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
What do you want to talk about next? We have Javier and Felicity of it all and canceled Noel. Listen, last episode I thought was like, this is peak terrible Noel, right? Can't get any worse.
Yeah.
It got worse.
It got worse because he got worse at lying once again.
That's why it got worse. Not the gaslighting, not the stalking.
Once again, if you're going to do this, no problem. You do you, boo-boo, especially when it comes to love.
Oh, good God.
But you have to be smart about it and be a better liar. And he fumbled the bucket, really.
It's terrible. He's like asking Felicity for art information because apparently Jane likes this like particular artist.
Yeah.
And while they're on this date, Jane is still talking. Oh, I have this old friend named Tricky. Like, there's some weirdness going on. Like, he wants something more, blah, blah, blah. I truly thought, Sarah, maybe when Sean catches him in the act of diving through Jane's emails, that was going to be enough to snap Noel out of this. Because Sean himself is like, this is sick, man. You have a problem. Like, what's going on? And that still wasn't enough. No, Noel was like, no, actually show me the video that you just recorded because I need to know what old folks home she volunteers at so I can also volunteer there. You sick fuck.
Well, he did. He gave up the tape.
Horrible. Like, horrible, horrible. First of all, Sean, you should have just burned the tape rather than give it to him. Save this poor woman.
Because Sean's looking for what can make him the most money with this.
Oh my God.
For his documentary. His documentary.
Yeah. The thing is, though, like, Noel. Yeah. Like, you're going to look like such a fucking creeper on this documentary because you are a creepy stalker.
Yeah. I think that this is crazy. It is so freaking funny to me that he's doing this because it's just, once again, he's doing it so poorly. And the only way that this would work is for somebody so stupid.
Exactly.
So stupid.
Exactly.
That she wouldn't figure it out. The old folks home was hilarious because he is like casually playing chess with this old dude
with Leonard from Community.
Oh, is that who it was?
That was Leonard. Yeah.
Cool. So, and she comes in and she's like, no, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, it's so weird. You're following me.
The gaslighting. Here's the thing.
I take it back. Like, that was probably the smartest thing that Noel did in order to like get himself out of this scot-free.
Agree with you. Todd the librarian pointed out it's inconceivable that Tyra Banks would not have figured out what was going on, although Noel gaslighting her with no, you're following me might play into it. I totally agree. I think if he didn't do the no, you're following me, then she definitely would have caught on. But there's so many moments this episode where he says things like, oh yeah, I know you have plans. That's like, come on.
That's what's the bad thing about it, where he's like, she's like, yeah, I have like a date tonight. And he's like, yeah, I know. But, and she's like, and then this is Tyra Banks's freaking portrayal or like line read of this. She's like, you know?
Yeah.
Eyes are like saucers. You know?
Just so.
It's insane. Like, it is so funny. It's because Tyra Banks is like literally not an actor. And like she just.
Excuse me, Sarah. We've all seen the incredible movie Life Size.
Have we covered Life Size?
If we haven't, that is just shame on us. Let me look, because that movie. Life-changing for me. I loved that movie.
Yeah. Is it a 90s? I guess it's a 90s movie.
It has to be 90s. Yeah. Life-size.
I can't even remember.
Oh, it's not. That's why we haven't covered it. It's a 2000. That's why it just missed the cut. Just missed it. We'll have to do a Just Missed It for it, because that film is unhinged. But yeah, this is crazy that this woman is not catching on to things. Granted, again, Noel is gaslighting her and being like, you're following me. But then the whole like, oh, what about this museum and this artist and blah, blah, blah. And so it turns out that she is a little bit confused because there's this guy named Tricky who's also like interested in her.
Who's an old friend from camp, apparently.
From camp. I know it was an old friend. I didn't remember from
an
camp.
Friend from camp. And apparently he revealed recently that he had feelings for her. Okay, I'm just going to ask the question. Have you ever read somebody else's emails?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Have you ever read someone else's emails?
No.
Me? Never. I think we all knew the answers that both of us were going to give in for that question. It's truly unhinged. Like, this is unhinged behavior. Again, she should fucking realize what's going on. She doesn't, because she's dumb. We also got feedback from Emily saying, Tyra Banks is officially dumb for not realizing Noel is stalking her. This feels very much like I'm watching the events detailed in a best of Reddit updates story about a girl who marries a guy and later discovers that he stalked her at the beginning of their relationship and everything is a sham.
Yes. Who did I marry? Reddit edition.
Yeah.
Am I the asshole? Oh my God. Can you imagine? Am I the asshole? Me, 22, male, really likes this girl. We'll call her Jan, female, 20 years old. I read her emails and I follow her everywhere. Am I the asshole? And then everybody's like, you're the asshole. 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 But he's doing it successfully. So is he an asshole? Because in all honesty, He nailed it. I don't think that she would have figured it out. And he almost had it in, you know, like
physically. Literally.
She was like, hi, like, I've decided that you're it. I told Tricky that like, we're done. You're the one. And what I would like to do to celebrate me choosing you is literally letting you come in me. And she was like, let's do it right now, right here, right now.
Yeah, that's the thing. He like, so he makes the mistake, if we want to call it a mistake, a crisis of conscience, of telling this to Felicity. And she rightly points out, you told me this because you wanted me to tell you that you have to tell this girl the truth. Like, what you're doing is sick and twisted and fucked. And then Felicity also says, like, oh, you're the last guy who needs to do this sort of thing. Like, women, it's like, okay, Felicity, now you're stretching it, but okay.
No, because she loves him. And, like, she fell in love with him, like, in a second.
Okay, but Sarah, if this was real life, right, yes. And one of your male friends was like, oh, I am doing this.
Okay, so this is like a fake story then.
Yeah. If one of your male friends is like, I am like, doing this, I'd be like, get out of here. I never don't. You're stalking a woman. Get out.
I don't think that I would say that.
Of course you wouldn't. You'd be like, tell me all the juicy details of her emails.
Can I read them too?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, like, let me look and I'll give you tips.
Yeah. And I'll be like, actually, like, the one thing that you should not do is be like super obvious, actually.
Yeah.
I think I would support this endeavor.
Good God. No wonder you're Team Noel. And he decides, like, the best time to tell her this information after, again, like you said, she is like, I really like this tricky guy, or I'm confused, but also then there's you, so blah blah blah. They kiss, they're making out in a bed, she is removing articles of clothing, and he's like, I need to tell you something.
No, you bury this into your grave. Like, you know, now you've gone so far, have sex with her and bolt.
Sarah, that's so fucked up. What if he impregnates her?
Use a condom and bolts.
Oh my God.
You've gone this far. You are going to hell. Like, there is
Tyra no Banks, doubt about yes, it. Yes, of course, like, you are. You should be going to jail.
There is no doubt about it. You have done the sins. Now you just need to complete the act and then go. And then let Tricky actually have a relationship with her.
Awful, truly awful. So he tells her, she of course kicks him out, as she should.
Yeah.
And then he's at Epstein bar. Richard comes in, he's like pumped up, he's like, oh my gosh, you needed to come here. And Noel's like, you better have a good fucking reason for like making me come in person to this bar. And he's like telling all about this girl Jane, and oh, she was so upset last night, she had blown me off for a different guy, but then she was so upset she came in and we just fucked. I am no longer a virgin. I got it in with Tyra fucking Bane.
Impossible. Absolutely impossible. I do really, really love this twist. I did not see it coming.
I didn't
expect him to be Tricky. It was really, really fun. Like, I was like, what? I was like, okay, pop off, Richard. Look at you. So, yeah. And then, oh, this was interesting. And then Tyra Banks comes in because they're doing, like, a meeting of the friends. And obviously, Noel is Richard's best friend, even though I think Sean's a better friend to him. But whatever.
I was thinking the same thing. But, like, okay. I mean, I feel like Richard has always had like such a soft spot for Noel, though, to the point where,
yeah, you say soft spot, I say obsession, but yes.
Well, that's what I was gonna say, to the point where when there was like the speculation of Richard being gay, I'm like, oh, this makes all the sense in the world. Yeah. He has like a crush on Noel, but whatever, we retconned that. They're like, no, he's not actually gay. Okay, whatever. Yeah, this is crazy. And if I am Tyra Banks, I am like, Tricky, your fucking friend is a sick fuck.
No, I love the fact that she was like, I'm gonna be cool, you know, like, this is like Tricky's best bro, like, he says that he's a good guy, and I'm just gonna like meet you as you. And like, it's interesting also because he was basically like, you know, throughout the whole episode, he was like, you don't, like, if we didn't have as much in common, like, do you think that you would still like me? Like, do you think, like, you would like me for me? And I think that that's something that Felicity had said, but also he was wondering himself, like,
yeah,
you know? And I think that, like, this is an interesting opportunity for Tyra Banks to actually meet him as Noel, and maybe she knows like it'll never be anything more, but she's gonna be cool. And
horrifying.
I guess I like that. Noel is a special man. He's a special man. And he, like I said, he would do anything for love and a good fuck.
Especially that.
especially that.
Yeah, it's horrifying and I hate it. And yeah, I really probably should have seen it coming that like we would know Tricky, right? And like put two and two together, especially because I know someone named Richard who goes by Tricky. So like, I feel like I really should have like been able to pick up on this, but I wasn't. And honestly, I kind of like it better that I didn't realize what was going on, you know?
Yeah. I think that we know of the same Tricky, and I was wondering if that was, I think I knew that was his full name too.
Yeah, exactly. We should have known, but I think this is supposed to be like a big twist that people don't see coming. I know a friend of the pod, Emily, was like super shocked by this. So
it was a fun twist.
It was really good. Yeah.
I feel like this whole storyline is almost worth it just for that twist. Like it was a very funny, like Uno reverse. I'm like, okay. And then Richard's not a virgin. And like, I guess they're like together for the foreseeable future. Like, once again, like, I think that this is like a very funny, like, 3-episode Tyra Banks arc. Like, I can't imagine there's going to be very many more episodes with Tyra Banks, but I think it was all worth it for this arc. Like, I know, like, we're like, Noel is like a piece of shit. Of course he is. But It was so entertaining. And it was something that, like, I feel as though this show can be so serious at times. And I'm like, this is the type of shit that I need from my teen dramas where a bunch of people are acting like fucking fools. Like, this is what I need. This is, like, I kind of might need more of this. Even though, like, they're idiots. Like, he was so stupid in so many ways. Like, he fucked it up. It's a creepy, awful thing to do. He fucked up so badly at it too. If you're gonna do something bad, at least be good at being something bad, you know, doing something bad. Don't be bad at being bad. That's stupid. Be good at being, be lean into your evil is what I'm saying. But yeah, very entertaining. I give this storyline a 9.5 out of 10.
It was fucking crazy, but like in a really fun way to, like, it was really fun to discuss, and it's really fun to like hate on Noel. But like, good God, man, you got get it together. Okay. Like, please, I'm begging you, get your fucking shit together. Cause like, what is wrong with you? You know, like it was really fun to chat about it and like watch this train wreck occur, especially when the person that he's like going after is fucking Tyra Banks. Like, what uncanny valley shit are we living in?
It worked. This is the horrible, crazy thing about it. This is almost like the opposite of this is what this is supposed to teach you. You're supposed to watch this and be like, this is terrible. Like, this would never work. Like, this is like very, very bad. But I watch this and say, hey, you know what, maybe I need a little Taylor Swift masterminding in this relationship. Like, maybe I need some like Machiavellian like chess game in my love. And I don't think I hate that, you know. I like the thought that like some of the shit is
like Noel had planned it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, premeditated. Yeah.
Premeditated. Like, I like that he was like, I am going to try to sort this out. And once again, at the end, we see him. He's like, maybe I really am a better person because I tried the things that I never thought.
He goes back to like hang out with Leonard more. And it's like, why is that what you pulled out of this situation? He's like, maybe I'm a good person. No, I can tell you with 100% certainty that you're not.
I think that like she was very additive to her life, to his life. Like, he tried like new cultured food that he wouldn't have tried. He like went to shows and saw dances that he wouldn't have gone to see. He did yoga. He like was doing charity shit. Like, he became a better person. He said, he said that I don't know if I've changed for the better, but because I knew you, I know that I have changed for good. He's basically Glinda.
He's basically Glinda. Wow. All right. On that note, let's talk about Javier and Felicity.
Okay. This is another like crack situation. And like, honestly, it's like, I'm like equally kind of annoyed at both Javier and Felicity for how they acted in this, because shame on Javier for asking such a big thing to Felicity, but even more shame on Felicity for once again thinking before or acting before she thought about it and saying yes, getting his and Samuel's hopes up and then taking it away. She did that before and I didn't like it then, because it's just like, once again, when you make decisions, and especially things like this that like is big and impacts other people, you can't just like say never mind. And it's just like, think about these things before you say yes. I know that he's like giving you his like big doe eyes and he's begging you and you want to make him happy. But Felicity, think about it and say, that is a big thing that you're asking me. I'm not saying no right away, but give me some time. Like, give me some time to think about it and, you know, really give it the time and the thought that this deserves. That's what she needed to say. She said yes. And then it makes Javier so happy. He like goes and buys onesies and shit. And next thing you know, she's like, never mind. It's like, that's very hurtful.
Yeah. This really brought me back to him wanting to marry Felicity for like the green card. Like, this felt like a copycat of that storyline with even more like potential implications for the future. I both hated him asking her for her egg. I mean, she's like 20. Like, that's a lot to ask of anybody, specifically a friend. And I don't know that I like love the way Ben approached it, where he basically was like, no, no, no. But I do agree with him in terms of like, this is a big fucking deal. And when he asks, like, Felicity, have you thought this through? Because you tend to do things impulsively. Yes. Yes, she does. You know, she's done this before. We've been here before. I wish she had done the research of like talking to that woman and like finding out what is all involved before she fucking agreed to it. Like, that's to me where I think more communication would have been better, right? Like, I think Javier could have approached it like, this is exactly what I am asking of you. This is what the parameters would be. This is how involved it is. Because I don't think Felicity knew it was going to be like, you have to take hormone injections. Then there's like an egg retrieval process. Like, it is no small feat, which is why, as you said at the very beginning of the podcast, people will pay like $50,000 for like a good egg, because it's a big thing to ask of someone. We've talked about this in terms of like donating an organ, right? Like, this is a big ask. And what Felicity doesn't really click with her, or she doesn't think about it until later on, is like, Felicity, Javier is one of your best friends. Like, you're gonna see this baby. I think there is something, and depending on who you are and how you look at this, like philosophically, and how you could handle it. Personally, if I was Felicity, I'd be more likely to do something like this, like donate an egg, if I knew that I would never run into that kid, because you're going to see that kid all the fucking time and it has half your DNA. And I mean, this felt very like 90s or early aughts of the show, Sarah, for Felicity to be like, I'm not ready to be a mother. And it's like, well, you wouldn't be, actually, like, they'd be there, you know, the kid would have two dads. Like, you would not be, you'd be biologically related, but that is not your child. But it just was like, oh my God, it felt, I agree with you. It was very, Felicity says yes to something impulsively, then finds out more information, and then gets in an argument with Ben. And I really didn't like her using that as like the excuse to Javier of like, Ben and I got in this big argument over it and blah, blah, blah. Like, no, I mean, yeah, maybe that is true. But also, I feel like you should be saying, I thought more about it. Like, I looked into the research of it. It just seems like a lot. And then, Sarah, it gets worse, because yet again, we do the thing we did in the green card episode where we pretend that Felicity and Javier are a couple because they need this woman's egg. And now I have never looked into surrogacy adoption, right? Like, I do not know the ins and outs of that process. But the meeting they had with this woman felt like more of what you would see if you were going to be adopting that woman's baby versus getting an egg from someone? Like, do you usually have meeting? I thought an egg was like, I'm just donating an egg. I'm not, I don't know who it's going to go to.
I don't know. Like, this might be another like Craigslist type thing, because it seems as though like she, this woman, I forget her name, it's like Patty or something, she specifically like is trying to do this. So like maybe in her mind she's like, this is my mitzvah, like this is like what my calling is, and I want to donate this egg to a family in need, except for the gays and except for people that might be going through a hard time.
Yeah, what a fucking asshole she turned out to be. But also,
no, but they, like, yeah,
they lied to her, and like, yeah, where is the like company? Well, who are the people that are supposed to be vetting these couples?
This is what I'm saying. Like, I think that she's doing this like on her own. Like, I think that she like put out like, you know, healthy donor looking for a happy couple for me to donate my eggs so that I can descend into heaven. Like,
that
I
feel, okay. Yes, yeah, yes.
I think that she's doing this on her own. So she is doing the vetting process, and she's like, oh, you look like nice couple. I will donate egg to you.
But this is so fucked, because then it's like you're completely lying. And I understand, right? Like, I understand where Javier is coming from, where he's like, people are less likely to want to donate to a gay couple, like because of the conversation he had with his brother, where his brother was like, this kid's going to get picked on for having two dads, right? Like, I get it. There's homophobia in the world. But also, you can't just be like, yeah, this is my wife. And that, no, like, that you're lying. Like, yeah. I was, and then they have like a baby shower when they like haven't even successfully retrieved the egg. And like, I don't even know if they have a surrogate lined up. This is fucking unhinged. Like, the entire, they're moving, they're at warp speed, yeah, like doing all of, like, there's a registry already. Like, bitch, you didn't even line up the egg donor yet. What is happening?
Well, he thought that he lined up the egg donor. And I think that, like, he has, like, a surrogate lined up. I don't know.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. But this was some random. This whole storyline was fucking crazy. And, like, I love Felicity on the phone with her mom, where she's like, yeah, mom, I thought about it.
I thought about it. Yes. You can give me your arguments again, I guess. I thought that, you know, I think that this is what, like, I think that, like, the show got, like, good feedback from the whole, in the first season,
the
about
green card one.
Yeah. About the, and they were like, you know what? That was a hit. Let's do it again. I mean, like, I really, really, really would love to see Samuel and Javier have a baby. Like,
oh, sure. Yeah.
As something that you and I had, like, predicted would be part of their storyline this season, and I think it's gonna happen, but I just think that it's like so stupid how they are going about it, and yeah, like, I think that, I mean, Javier definitely like breaks a lot of boundaries that like I feel are like inappropriate.
All the time, constantly. He's their boss.
Yeah, it's inappropriate and it's uncomfortable. And I think that he uses his charm to like influence people to do things, not necessarily maliciously. It's just that like he doesn't have like appropriate boundaries. He's really, really funny. Like, his line delivery is like really funny, but like, Yeah.
I think, yeah. I wish almost that like either Javier would leave Dean and DeLuca, or like the rest of like the Felicity's friend group would stop working at Dean and DeLuca. That way they could just be friends with Javier, and it wouldn't have to, because now he's in college with them too. So yeah, like, it would just be a little less inappropriate if he wasn't their boss. Like, it just, it's all so weird and grimy. And like, I did love, I will say, like, I know I'm like harping on like all these people just being like absolutely nuts this episode, but like, I like Felicity's thought process of like, I can't think of two better people to be parents. Like, I really want to do this for them. Like, yes, that was really lovely, especially her telling off the egg donor lady about like, oh, you just, cause it's two men, like, you're fucked up, you know?
Yeah. I wish that what she would have done was like do the thing, like do the whole like, oh, I'm like your wife thing, like, because they're having this conversation and she's like very much like getting the conscious and they like talk around stuff a little bit. I wish in that moment like she actually did say like, I'm sorry, I can't do this, like I want to be honest with you.
Yes,
like Javier is in like a same-sex relationship, Samuel and him are great guy, like I can't imagine a better father than Javier. And I wish that like instead of us being like, you know, typical 90s like homophobic, she would have been like, thank you for telling me the truth, like I wish that like you came to this being the truth, but like I believe you when you say that these will be great parents and I would love to meet Samuel. And I wish that like she was agreeable to it once she met the couple. That would have been nice. Like, why do we have to like go straight to homophobia? Or like, you know, I'm like from a small town in Iowa and I go to church. Like, I can't, this is not my idea of family. Like, why can't we go like the opposite direction?
Yeah.
Like let's like tell the story that's like, okay and normal. And like, you know, it's like a normal family, like just like any other family. So I wish that like they would have done it differently. And if they're going to, I don't know if like they're going to plan on like adopting, like maybe they'll do that. But I like if they're going to go through like the egg donor thing, I wish that it would have worked out like nicely.
Yeah, I do wish Felicity had come clean in that moment. In fact, that's what I thought was going to happen. Not necessarily her reaction would be positive, but I really did think Felicity was going to be like, I have to be honest with you, blah, 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 and like come clean and be like, but they would make great parents, so you really should strongly consider them. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. It's just, oh my God. I want Javier and Samuel to have a child. I just wish that like we could do it without involving Felicity and her ex. Like,
I know.
Oh,
but she has like his favorite jeans. That's why.
Yeah.
You have my favorite jeans. I'm surprised that Samuel, who I feel like seems more level-headed.
Yes.
Like, Javier, you can't ask that. Like, I.
Javier, I should probably be there when you meet the egg donor lady.
In my mind, like, I feel like these two have discussions and like. He just like Javier just like goes off and does the thing. Cause I feel like Samuel would probably be like, we cannot do this. And he's like, oh, yes, again. Like let me ask Felicity. And he's like, no, like don't ask Felicity. Oh, I'm gonna ask Felicity. And he just like goes and asks Felicity.
Yeah,
like, I think you kind of saw that too. But Samuel's like a fake character in this show. And then in regards to Ben, like I do think that he made good points. And I think that like if he is in like a relationship with somebody and he would assume that they would go forward, like it does affect him. Like I do think that like your partner should have not necessarily all the say, but at least be a sounding board, in my opinion.
Sure. I think you should at least hear him out in terms of his concerns. And I think he rightly pointed out, Felicity, you tend to be very impulsive about these decisions and you're always doing things for others. And like, maybe you should consider yourself when you're like saying yes to these things. All of those things are very sound, salient points. I think if she had just had that meeting with like that lady who was breastfeeding the baby before saying yes, then she would have found out all the ins and outs of exactly what it all involves and like probably would have had a different answer. So yeah, it's such a fucking mess, but like whatever, typical Javier and Felicity just making a fucking mess of things.
Yeah, they're messy for sure.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's jump into our character rankings and then we'll do some feedback and wrap things up here. So of course, midway point of the season, we like to hop in, let you know what we're feeling and thinking about these characters. We have 10 characters to rank, Sarah. Would you like to go first or would you like me to?
You can go first.
Okay. So starting at the bottom. Now, in my opinion, it is worse for me to feel apathetic towards a character than for me to hate a character. If I feel almost nothing towards you, you're boring me. And I really don't want you on my TV screen. That is why Molly is last on my list. What purpose are you serving? you're just going to come in and fuck shit up for Ben and Felicity. And I know it, and I'm not happy about it. And you're boring to boot. So you're last. Second to last is Noel. Wow, Noel. Just creepy stalker, full on, like being the worst, doing the worst things. I had such high hopes for Noel. When we were like starting off with the Leon of it all, I was thrilled. I was loving the Noel journey we were going to get this season. But he turned into a creepy stalker, and that's what puts you at the bottom of my list. So sorry, Noel. Not sorry, though. You stalked a woman. Next is Elena. She really fucked things with Tracy, like in a way that upsets me so much because I loved them so much. Like, it's very Willow Oz, right? Like, I'm holding you accountable, Elena, for your deeds, for your actions. And on top of that, Sarah, I feel like we just haven't had very good Elena content this season. Like, all of it has revolved around Tracy, which isn't great for the Bechdel test, and also just feels like we're giving her less to do. And again, get rid of Molly and maybe we have more time with Elena, and like that would solve a lot of the problems, I think. So that kind of stinks. But that's where Elena is going to be. Next is Richard. And this isn't, at this point in my list, I don't hate Richard or anything. It's just, I like all the other characters more. I kind of wish we had gone down the route of him being gay, if I'm being honest, rather than being a virgin. I like the tricky of it all. I think it's funny. I like that twist. And Richard has grown on me specifically because of his relationship with Sean. I really like them as friends. So I feel like that has bumped Richard up in my estimations. Next on my list is Tracy. I love Donald Faison. I love him as Tracy on the show. The only reason he's this low is, again, I like other characters more. Other characters also have more to do. Again, he is mostly just Elena's boyfriend. And like, he doesn't have much more to do beyond that. But again, I loved him this episode. I thought he handled this moment with Elena really well and was honestly pretty fucking mature about it, which I think most people his age probably wouldn't be. Next up is Sean. I love Sean. I think he's had a really interesting road this season with the cancer diagnosis of it all. I didn't always love the way he handles things, but I think he's getting a little bit of a Megan bump here. If he's not dating Megan, there's no way he's this high on my rankings, because I love them together. And so I think he gets a little bit of a boost for that reason. Really wish we had more Sean inventions this season. Again, if he gave me more inventions, he might be a little higher on my list. But come on, Sean. Like, I feel like you could come up with some inventions, you know? Like, that's your big dream. I think just keep focusing on it. I want to see your inventions. Next, fourth on the list, we have Javier. I love Javier. He is kooky. He's a little wacky, but he gives us these funny one-liners. Like, he comes in, he like whips up some pasta for Felicity's birthday. Like, I love Javier. I just wish he didn't have such ridiculous requests of his friends. Third on the list is Felicity. I really like what Felicity's doing this season. Like, I feel like she's a really good friend, a really good partner. And I really am enjoying what Felicity's doing. I think that I've come a long way. I've turned around on her a lot since the very beginning of the show. And I think she has like an extremely good heart, and she's such a kind person. It's hard to not want to put her high on the list. Second, I have Ben, and this is not just because legally I am obligated to be team Ben. I'm so fascinated by Ben. I think Ben is at his best when him and Felicity are together, and I want good things for him. I feel bad for him and what he's having to go through with his dad, but he seems to be going in the right direction, which of course will probably blow up in flames at some point soon, because of Molly. I'm blaming her 100%. I love that he's going to Al-Anon. I love that he realized, like, he forgave Felicity for like what he perceived to be a major transgression, and like he bought her art. I thought was kind of sweet. Like, I love all of it. And then of course, number one, with a bullet, no one can contend with our friend Megan. Megan is incredible. Megan and Sean are the best relationship on the show by far. She's been extremely supportive of Sean in his journey with you know, the cancer diagnosis. I love them together. Megan is incredible. Top marks for Megan, numero uno, Sarah. And that's my
very
list.
Very good. Very good list. I saw it and I was like, I was like, I agree. Yeah. I was like, this is a good list. I didn't really have that many surprises or complaints. However, my list is a little different.
Okay.
Let's switch. Number, my bottom of the list is Molly. I don't trust her. I don't even think that she's British. I don't even think that there is a boyfriend slash brother. I think that she is here to ruin everybody's lives and get Ben on in the bad side. I think that she's here to get Ben into some bad things. I do not like her. I do not trust her. Bye, Molly. And she's useless and she's boring. And she's like kooky, but not in like a fun way like Megan's kooky, because she's like doesn't have an edge. She's just weird. I hate her. Hate her. And I hate that she's like our astrology babe, because she gives astrology babes a bad name. Next up is Elena. I didn't really like Elena. Like, I never really have. Like, I never really connected with her. I don't really like her, like, competitive nature. I'm kind of like, I wouldn't enjoy being her friend because of the competition. I wouldn't enjoy being her friend because, like, she's, like, kind of, like, spills all my secrets. I wouldn't want to be her friend because she's too serious about school. I didn't like her that much before. I love that we have a woman of representation that is smart and intelligent and is going to be an incredible doctor. I just don't like her on, like, as a character on my TV screen. And then add on the fact that she is a cheater on my poor little Tracy. I just, like, am not enjoying her. She doesn't have good storylines. Everything that she does kind of sucks. Like, I don't like Elena, and I haven't, honestly. Next up is Richard. He's fun, but he's like, you know, he's like, whatever. He's just like a dude. He's just like, I don't know. Like, I don't really love him. I don't really hate him. Talking about, like, indifference, I'm just like, whatever. It's Richard. Richard's doing Richard things. Next up is Tracy. I think that if Tracy I don't think Tracy's long for this world. So he kind of has like a lower standing because of that. I feel like now that he and Elena are not together, I think that we're going to like say goodbye to him on this show. But, and if he had other storylines that didn't involve Elena, then I think that he would probably be like near the top of my list. I think that he's a great character. He's a lot of fun. But once again, it's like, do I like Tracy or do I like Donald Faison? Do I like him because I'm convinced that he's just Turk in yesteryear? Probably. Probably.
Yeah, that's really fair, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if I like Tracy, but I know I like Donald Faison. I know that I like him and what's his face? JD, but what's his real name? Zach Braff. I know I like them singing songs on my TV about T-Mobile. I know I like that. So then I have Javier, actually. And I think that like Javier is great for like those like line reads and like coming in and making funnies. But he causes like more harm than good sometimes. And he like asks really inappropriate questions. And like, I don't know, like, I feel as though I don't want Javier off my screen. Like, I want him here for all the seasons, but I don't know. Like, I just feel like in terms of my next person, Noel, I love watching Noel be a moron, and I think it's a lot of fun. And like, let's talk about like what's good TV, what's entertaining, like what sparks our like anger or our happiness. I think it's Noel. Like, I think Noel's a great character, and like love to hate him or hate to love him. Like, I feel like he checks off a lot of boxes. And for that, like, I feel like he's on the up and up, because at least I want to watch him like on my screen. Like, at least I'm like, what is Noel doing? Like, let me see what Noel's up to. And if I had to like choose, I was thinking like, if I had to think about like, do I want to watch Noel's like stupid shenanigans over like one of the other characters, like, I want to watch Noel. Like, I feel like he really does it for me. Next up, I have Felicity. I do think that Felicity has had so much growth in the last few seasons. I think that she is somebody that like I would be very proud of if she was one of my advisees or one of my interns or like a daughter or a sister. Like, I'm very proud of the woman that she's becoming. Her hair is still ugly, which I feel like we can't fault her for, but like we kind of can. But is she like one of my favorites right now? I don't think so. I don't think so. Next up is Ben. And I have been loving Ben the last few season and a half. Like, I just think that like Ben is like all vibes. He's a lot of fun. He does like these like romantic gestures. I am so afraid of what his character will become in the next half of the season that like I am just anticipating bad shit, and maybe that's why he's down a little. I don't know. Then I have Sean. I just feel like, I don't know, I have a soft spot for Sean that I never thought was coming. Is it the Megan bump? Probably. But I just, once again, I really like to watch Sean on my screen. Like, I think that he has become a character that is like the voice of reason, and he almost like has subbed in for Sally as like a sounding board and like as a tool for people to like give their thoughts outwardly by the documentary. And even though I'm not a fan necessarily of documentary never going away and us having to see that like crusty ass potato camera all the time, at least like it's a tool for us to move like plots forward and for people to be able, like, we wouldn't normally hear how people are feeling, but it does its job. And then number one, it's of course it's Megan. Like, love the relationship with her and Sean. I think it's spectacular. I love how she's been so loving and supporting. I love that like her softness is like peeking out of the crevices, and that like her vulnerability, like, I think that that is like really sweet. Like, I like seeing these sides of her. I like the fact that like when she loves somebody with her entire heart. And I feel like that's how her and Felicity are going to just get closer and closer in the next season and a half have left, because I think that like once she latches onto a person, that's her person, and like she is like true blue loyal. Like, she will never ever ever do anything to like hurt or harm them. And I just think that she's like a really interesting character, a very interesting character development. Like, she used to just like become like, she used to be just like a foil for Felicity to like piss her off and put her panties in the fridge and weird shit like that. But but honestly, like, she is just there right now to like, she's going to be Felicity's best friend. Julie's out of the way, and Felicity is in need of a BFF, and it's going to be Megan. And the two actresses are still best friends to this day. So I think that like it's going to really seep through into the friendship of the show. And I think like the unlikely duo is going to be like very fun to watch. Yeah, like Megan's just like doing everything right. Like, I think like her backstory is really interesting with her parents. I think that her relationship with Sean is like really, really heartwarming to see. It's gonna like very much break my heart if they do not work out. And like the whole stuff with like the Judaism thing, with being very accepting and open and going to buy like all the kosher food and the wine so that he can have his Shabbat. Like, I thought that was really nice. All in all, just like Megan's just like spectacular. And by the way, I did finish by myself. Nobody wants this. And it seems as though they're going to make it work.
Yeah. And we're getting a season two. So that's exciting. Incredible. I like your ranking. I approve for the most part. Noel is far too high because he's not a stalker.
I feel like he might not be high enough, actually.
But I appreciate that your ranking is based off of like entertainment value for a lot of this, which I understand, because again, like, Molly, get the fuck off my TV screen.
Yeah, I don't want to see you, Molly.
I'm done. Okay, let's give out our little point for this episode. Who do you think has earned the good egg point?
No.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, it's Noel. It's Noel.
It's not. It's not Noel. It's my Noel. Argument would be either Tracy, because I feel like he handled the breakup very well, or Richard for getting it in.
Richard for getting it in.
Richard gets it in.
But really, Noel.
Oh my God. Can you believe that this is the first point Richard has ever received from us?
It's probably the most believable thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Yep. Yep. Okay, let's get into the feedback we have. First, we got an email from Jamie saying, this was a weird episode. Again, I have to say, season three is just not working for me. I think a big problem for me is that Felicity doesn't seem to have her own storyline. They basically just have her reacting to other stories like Julie, Ben, and his dad, and now Javier. By the way, I thought it was super strange that they were having a baby shower for Javier and Samuel before the procedure had even been done, which... I totally agree, Jamie.
Is this like an engagement party? Like, oh, in a way, like, oh, we're having an engagement party. Like, we're going to get married, but this is not our marriage.
I guess, but I think you have a little bit more control over getting married than you do getting someone to agree to give you an egg or a baby or a whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Sean was right when he told Noel he has a problem. What is he doing to Tyra? What he's doing to Tyra Banks is just plain gross. And what is the status of his marriage with Natalie? Yeah, we didn't even bring up the Natalie aspect. Where the fuck is Natalie and what's going on with them? Seriously.
Not here in Oktoberfest.
Oh my gosh. Noel and Felicity shared a scene where Noel told Felicity told Noel he didn't need to go to such extremes to impress a girl, which seemed to make him really happy. Do we think we are headed back to a Noel Felicity Ben triangle? And if so, do you ladies think it's time to do so?
Yeah, I think that season four is going to be like full love triangle. It's going to be a mess, an absolute disaster.
Yeah, I would be surprised if we left the season without a Noel Felicity thing like in the works in some way.
It's going to be like, is Felicity going to go to X place with Ben?
Again. Or,
yeah, it's, I mean, I think this PTSD. Is like every, and then this time she goes with Noel.
Interesting. I mean, here's the thing. We know that season four is the final season. And we know that like a la a Dawson's Creek, they have to set up the big thing, the big love triangle yet again.
Yeah.
So like probably we'll end the season with like something going on with them for sure. Okay. And then lastly, we have Jamie's character rankings. She just did the seven. She did seven, the seven characters here. Bottom is Noel, which I appreciate that, Jamie. Then Elena, then Sean, Javier, Ben, Megan, and Felicity is her number one. So I think this is a good ranking. I approve of this ranking.
I do too.
And we also got a message from Jamie about a recommendation. So if you missed it, when we did a bonus content for this, last month, November, where we launched our YouTube channel, and I did a slides presentation for Sarah on the movie North. So Jamie has a recommendation for a movie that you could do, Sarah. She said, I know when you were covering Dawson's Creek, you covered some of the cast's films. Since you're now covering Felicity, there's a Keri Russell film on Amazon Prime called 8 Days a Week. It's a raunchy sex comedy.
Oh,
similar to American Pie, which you know I love. Mm-hmm. And it's the chance to see Keri Russell in a very different role from Felicity.
You know, you had me at sex. So
I love this recommendation. Have you ever seen this movie?
I haven't either.
Yeah. So that's pretty great.
8 days a week.
So good to know. Thank you so much, Jamie, for the recommendation and, of course, the feedback. Okay, let's hear what Temi has to say about this episode of Felicity.
Hi, ladies. I spotted Leonard from Community. He was in the long-term care facility nursing home playing chess with Noel. Leonard, you have 3 farting strikes against you. You cannot come back into the pillow fort. I think it was a blanket fort in that episode. Anyway, season 2 of Community. Mm-hmm. Javier, classic. He said he was omnipotent instead of impotent. That was funny. And Tyra, you know, she always needs to define the relationship. You're a stalker. Something Felicity said reminded me of Annie Edison. Felicity says something like, you asked me, you knew what I was going to say. when Noel confessed that he had been using Tyra's password. Her name is Jane Scott. I think Annie Edison has said something almost nearly exactly like that to Jeff before.
Yep.
So, you know, I compared Annie to Andy of Dawson's Creek in the past, and I'll throw Jen in this mixture. What do you think about these characters as wise advisors to their friends? And then can you tell me which lies are okay and if level of familiarity with the person matters? I plan on starting a line career, much like Leo in Catch Me If You Can, and I needed some advice. Thanks. Bye.
So what do we think of the advisor role, right? We had Jen, who loved to give therapy on the docks.
Yeah.
We have Felicity, who I totally agree with Temi's assessment of, like, the Annie Edison comparison of you came to me because you knew what I would say and you needed, like, a conscience to tell you.
Yeah.
What do we think about that?
Well, Jen's always available. That's the one thing. Everybody else, I feel like, has a lot of time in their hands. But if you needed Jen, you just go to the docks and she was there. And that is the one thing. One of the great things about therapist is clear availability. So and reliability. So, I mean, you can't tell me that there's a better advisor than Jen Lidley.
I think Felicity gives better advice, even if she's not great at taking her own advice.
Did you hear that ice cream shit? She said, when you have an ice cream cone, do you like to bite it or do you like to lick it? Oh my
God.
Never bite the ice cream. You will get a headache. Always lick the ice cream.
So funny.
And
so
that funny. Is advice to live by.
You know
every
what?
Every single day. Every single day.
So ridiculous. And then what did Temi ask about lying to your friends? Like, how much are you? I mean, I feel like we're going to have vastly different answers. Yeah, like, I feel like you.
A good lie.
Like, I think a tiny white lie that hurts nobody is probably an acceptable level of lying. Like, you know, I think there's times when, like, sometimes your friends want you to lie to them just to, like, make them feel better. You know, a lot of it, in my opinion, is like, oh, this person, they're such an asshole. It's like, okay, am I supposed to be in the mood where I am, where I am saying, yeah, they're an asshole? Or do you want me to tell the truth of, like, no, you kind of fucked up and you're the asshole, you know?
Yeah, that is true. I don't, in regards to my friends, like, I don't really lie to my friends, but what do I, he said, like, what's a good, like, career lie? I don't know. Lie on your resume.
That's everyone lies, like, on the resume.
That seems like something that people would do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Definitely. Okay. Let's hear what DBK has to say this episode.
What up though, ladies? Okay. Good egg. Felicity gets asked to be his egg donor. I'm curious to see where you guys fall on, like, Javier asking Felicity to do this, if he's kind of out of line for it or not. The whole Noel storyline cracks me up. It pushing it into the arms of Richard. Such a good payoff. Feel bad for Elena, but I mean, she deserves what she gets. Don't call me your baby. I ain't your baby, Elena.
Such a good line.
It was
anyways,
so good.
Let's get to the ratings. We'll go top to bottom. Number one, Megan, her being like, rounded out, being like more nicer this season, I think, like, boosts her up in everybody's ratings, but she's my number one. Sean is getting the Megan rub. He's coming in at number two. Felicity's the star of the show. I'm always going to root for Felicity. She's number three. Number four, I combine Tracy and Elena. I really like them this season. Hopefully this isn't the end for them. Next, we're going to go Richard. Just his comedy always brings a smile to my face. I know you guys hate Noel, but Noel's storylines is...
Where the season, fuck is Ben on this
problematic,
ranking?
Super funny. Next, we're going to go Javier. He always hits when he comes on. Next, we're going to go Molly. She doesn't have much yet. So that.
Hold on. I am pausing DBK. He's putting Molly.
He hates Ben.
Ben. I know he does, but this is unhinged, DBK.
He's like, I hate Julie, but don't you forget I also hate Ben.
I think I forgot because I remembered how much he hated Julie that I kind of forgot how much he hates Ben. But like, below Molly, DBK, below Molly. Okay, let's continue.
That's why she's so low. Ben is second to last because, like, I don't know, he's been a bit moody and his stuff's a bit more serious this season. And then last, obviously, is Julie. She leaves her friends high and dry this season. She doesn't respect Ben's wishes about his dad. And she kills her own dad. So, you know, Julie, bottom of the list, worst character.
Oh, my God.
Always will be Julie, a.k.a. Xander. You know how it is. Anyways, till next week, ladies. Peace. Oh
my Julie's God. Irrelevant to us now. We didn't even think about Julie.
No, because she was only in like the first two episodes. I wasn't about to rank her. Get out of here. Also, DBK sent in a tiny little note after the fact as well.
Sorry, Jess. I was in such a rush. We gotta, you know, check your community card, cred. You talked about Leonard, right? Leonard appeared in this episode. How crazy is that?
Obviously we talked about Leonard, please. I would recognize Leonard anywhere. Rip, love him. DBK, we need to have a chit chat about this rankings because good God, Ben doesn't deserve that. He's a little moody this season. Maybe that's because his dad's a fucking alcoholic who tried to kiss his girlfriend. Like, I'd be a little moody too. Jesus Christ.
Ben,
thank you all for the feedback. shit90spod.com, shit90spod@gmail.com if you want to send in more. Sarah, would you like to know what season 3 episode 9 is titled?
Yes.
this title's
what
weird.
Tell me.
James and the Giant Peace. Like, does James have a big dick?
Who's James?
Oh. Is James not Molly's boyfriend slash brother?
Yes.
We're going to meet James. He's going to do some drugs. He's got a big dick. Can you calm down? James and the Giant Peace. I mean, what else would it peace be? Like, it's his dick. You don't call drugs peace. He has a big bong.
I think, like,
can they show bongs on this show? I don't think so. It's WB.
Peace, drug. Yeah.
Or peace is like maybe a gun, but like I think it's his dick.
Okay.
Also, we're gonna have a special guest, Tom Palmer, returning to the podcast to talk about this episode.
So it's gonna be like messy as fuck.
Of course it is. Tom loves mess. Doesn't mean it's gonna be a good episode.
No. Yeah, one. We just learned that from Buffy.
Yeah, no shade to you, Tom, but you don't always pick like the highest rated episodes, but you do love the messy episode. So cannot wait for that next week. James and the Giant Peace. Can't wait to talk about James's dick. Anything else, Sarah? Anything else you want to talk about before we get on out of here?
No.
All right. Well, make sure to send in your feedback, shit90spod.com. Find us everywhere at shit90spod. We appreciate everyone listening. And again, don't forget, Sarah's getting married this weekend. So this is the last time that you'll hear her as an unmarried lady.
Yes.
So cheers.
Taken.
Yes. Officially. I was unofficial before, but it'll be official soon. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. Have a good one. Bye. Just ask.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.